This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And the big story this morning is the Labor Department's monthly jobs report, which says the U.S. economy added 163,000 jobs last month. All that growth comes from the private sector, which added 172,000 jobs. Government employment actually declined by 9,000. And the unemployment rate ticked up from 8.2% to 8.3%. For more now, let's bring in Chris Lowe. He is chief economist with FTN Financial, and he joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Chris, what do you make of this report?
Well, look, you know, in the markets, we're all about momentum. So stronger than last month and better than expected, that's something to cheer about. But I think it's also important to keep some perspective. 163,000 is not great. You know, we need 200 or even 250 to keep the unemployment rate going down. And of course, the unemployment rate went up a little bit this month. But look, you know, at least it's not as bad as it was the last 3 months in a row.
Well, explain why the unemployment rate went up despite this kind of job growth.
Yeah, that's because the Labor Department actually does two separate surveys. So the one where we talk about job growth is a survey of employers. It obviously picked up a little bit, and there was job growth in categories like education and even autos and in temporary services. They also do a survey of households, and that one tends to be a lot more volatile. This month it picked up 150,000 people who stopped looking for work and about 200,000 who said they lost their jobs. Sometimes the two surveys don't agree in a given month. This happens to be one of those. Over time, they tend to move together.
Now, Chris, earlier this week we heard from the Federal Reserve that the central bank is going to hold off for now on any further action to stimulate the economy. And I'm wondering what this report means for the Fed and what it's going to do.
Well, I think it means hold off for a little bit longer. One of the reasons they're waiting is because the Fed is convinced the strong job numbers we had in the beginning of the year and the weak job numbers we had in May, June, and July partly reflect a seasonal adjustment problem. That is, reality is somewhere in between the two. What this month's numbers show is that they're probably right, and reality is somewhere in between the two. Now the question is, where is it in between the two? I think it's a little too early to tell. It forces them to wait. But at the same time, if it turns out 160-ish is where we are, that's not great.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you.